Compass FM. Joining me in the studio is Judith Huey from the Ashley Ruckaherty River Care Group. Good morning, Judith. How are you?
Kia ora, Kerry.
First day of spring. Man, this is a great time of the year, isn't it?
Yep. Everything's out, or everything's arriving. I was down the beach the other day and saw a baby seal coming in. Didn't stay too long at the beach, but there you go, young life. It's kitten season. Yep. That's a little bit unfortunate, really, for the birds.
Yes.
And the birds are down at the estuary and coming up the river now.
Okay.
Looking where they're nesting. I went out to the river briefly yesterday. There's quite a few flying around, and yeah.
Kitten season is a bit of an issue for the Ashley Ruckaherty, as well as all rivers, really, isn't it? We're talking about feral cats with being out and about in an explosion at this time of the year.
Yeah, that's the main trouble, and it's very hard on the cat rescue people. Mm-hmm. We've been working with Kitty Kingdom to try and put forward arguments for maybe a bylaw in the Waimakariri district. And the council's looking at it. It's a lot of work, a lot of research.
When you say the bylaw, what do you think what about that in regards to microchipping and that sort of thing?
That's right. Well, that's what we'd like to see. If you microchip a cat and then you register it, if it's found, say, on the river, we can ring up the people that they're registered.
Yeah.
And you can get it back and talk about how to control the cat better and that.
Yeah.
And it will reduce, and we also want to go de-sexing of the cats as a requirement, and that will reduce the stray and feral cat population over time.
When for a lot of things. Now, I am a cat person. Mm-hmm. I think everyone knows I've got a cat called Meowie. She's coming up 20 years old. She's a gorgeous cat and I love her to bits. The thing is that I would be absolutely totally willing for the next cats to come along to actually get them. Well, she's de-sexed and microchipped anyway. But to do exactly that, we are the ones with all the brains around the world, or we're supposed to be anyway. Yeah. It just seems like a no-brainer.
Yes, it is a no-brainer. And it's fair, isn't it? I mean, we all talk about dogs and everything, but they will have to look after the dog and register it.
Absolutely.
I think we can do that with cats and still love cats, but just control the population, really. It's not the cat's fault.
Nope.
No, we love cats. But it's nature to chase a bird if you're a cat.
Yeah, and it's humans that don't look after the cats.
That's dead right.
So it's our problem, Judith.
Yeah, but I think we're getting there around the world. I've just been to South Australia during June out on a bike trip, biking along in the back roads, and there's a great big billboard. Time to register your cats and dogs.
Your cats... And dogs.
And dogs, yeah. Together, this lovely wee illustration of a big dog and a wee cat. You know, it's cute.
Well, there you go. Hey, you've come in today armed with one or two tips that you found on the DOC website. Now, this is a good thing. Tips and hints and bits and pieces for rivers and beach use, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They call it for shorebirds.
Mm-hmm.
So we've river people, but we've got a shore as well, of course, at the end of the estuary. And we know we've been doing some studies there. So they start off by basically saying, say you're walking along the river and you hear loud noises. That's the warning that the bird is there and it's already off its nest. It doesn't make any noise sitting on the nest. It just sits there quietly. And sometimes you do walk quite close and they stay, but mostly they jump off and they might screech or fly right around you. But it's the noise. So if you hear the noise, back off.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Down at the beach, it's a little bit different, but what their tip is stay low, so near the water, because the birds nest up out of the water on the dunes and that.
Okay, so humans stay low near the tide line sort of stuff, where it's low tide or high tide.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bit of a problem there. Of course, the birds at the moment are feeding near where the water's running. So you've just got to watch where are the birds at the moment, because you won't see their nests if you're walking all over. They might be just on the sand. They might be on a few stones in the river. There might be a couple of little bits of wood there, and that's their nest, and you don't see it.
No.
And as for vehicles, a vehicle driver has got no hope of seeing a nest.
Mm-hmm.
None.
And because, let's differentiate, that's not just a nest that you see in a tree.
Mm.
This could be made of stones and twigs and all sorts
that's
of things.
Right.
It looks like just a pile of
rocks.
Whatever.
So yeah. It's nothing like, I've got a big place with lots of trees and I find these beautiful little nests all the time.
Yeah.
It's taken hours of work to make. They're not on the river.
That's not it.
No, just stones. A few chips of wood. And sometimes nothing. They just sit in the stones.
Yeah.
So best to just keep an eye out where you're going. It's nice to be out there and enjoy, but just watch out for the birds, because basically they were there first.
Exactly. And I've got a story to share with you. I used to work and live in Ashburton and spend a wee bit of time on the Ashburton River. I can't remember what it is. Hakateri, I think it is what it's called. And I actually did have what you just described at the start, me and the twins, the birds swooping. And had no idea what it was until a wee bit later on, then you sort of figured it out. But if you are on the Ashu Rakahiri or any riverbed and birds start swooping, it's because their house is somewhere and probably their babies as
That's right. And they're just doing their job. And they do, you probably know about the broken wing. Mm-hmm. They drop off the nest and they go like that, round. They're just trying to lead you away and that sort of thing. It's inbuilt in them.
Yeah.
And it's something we should watch for if you're out in nature anywhere, really.
Yeah.
The other one is back onto dogs. Mm-hmm. I was at the Waikuku Estuary there about 2 weeks ago. And I'd say half the people had their dog on a leash, mm-hmm. which is compulsory. Mm-hmm. There's a big sign up on the dunes. And I think dog owners probably know and they want to fit, but they want their dog to run free. And half didn't. So it's really important to have them on the leash. And that's the tip from dog. Just keep it on a leash. Yeah. It can still run along.
Yeah.
Have a nice time.
Absolutely.
There were two oyster catchers that we've been watching for a couple of years that come back every season. And they were just meandering down, picking away. And these people with two wee dogs, they just ran along. I mean, the oyster catcher's got no chance.
Yeah.
So just a leash.
Yep.
Doesn't hurt.
Us humans, we're the ones that we should be the one that's responsible to make this right.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't rely on the dog not to worry about a bird or anything.
I don't blame the dogs at all.
Yeah.
No, never. Yeah, that's right. So there's the dive bombing, so you're listening and watching. Mm-hmm. You're staying low at the beach and you are containing your dog's actions. Those are the main things.
Look, it's going to start to get really, really busy on the Ashley Rakahiri pretty soon. It's maybe a wee bit quiet at the moment, but it's going to get real busy real soon. And we'll have another chat to you about the river and the River Care Group next month.
Great. Thanks very much.
Judith Huey from the Ashley Rakahiri River Care Group. Thanks so much for coming in.
Compass FM.